Are you a sheep? No. You're a dragon. Be a dragon.
This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Hearing, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. I tried. Hi, my name is Moni, and with me today again is my lovely, amazing, glorious, a bit tired, sitting in Northern Ireland, totally delved into Warcraft, Amanda. Is that wrong?
All of that is correct.
Right.
Yeah. Good job. Hi, Moni. How are you doing today?
Yes, tired. But other than that, I think I'm okay. I don't have back pain anymore. I don't have a headache anymore. So that's great.
So you have successfully beaten your coffee addiction.
Yes. But you would.
Or are you drinking coffee again?
No, I don't. But you wouldn't. You would be surprised how deep in the routine the getting coffee part of my day is. It's very strange because I find myself sometimes in the kitchen being all like, and now what? This is where I usually would have made myself another cup of coffee, and now I'm just standing there and I get a glass of water, which is really not as special.
You can always get down on the herbal tea train.
But that's more work. And I can't explain because then I have to make the water hot. And then I have to wait until it's hot, and then I have to pour it in. And then I have to wait again until I get the tea bag out of my situation.
I have an electric kettle. Is your kettle electric or is it a stove one?
I have both, but I have an electric one.
I don't see how that's like so much work, because with coffee, you've got to pour the water in the coffee pot, measure the beans out, and then make the coffee. And that takes like 5-10 minutes. And then pour the coffee and then pour your milk and then drink it. Like, it's just as many steps and just as long-winded as making some
tea. No, but when it's done, it's done. So basically, I can get my cup, I can pour the milk, and I can drink it immediately. But I have a waiting time. And the problem is, so after I put the bag in, I have a waiting time. But the problem is that I mostly then forget to put the bag out. And then it's probably gotten cold in the meantime and all of the stupid stuff. And it's, I don't know, it's a different routine that I'm not used to.
Just do what I do and leave the bag in and then bring it into your office with you and enjoy your tea bag tea.
Yeah, but that's what I do and then I forget about it. That's basic. So the amount of time that it usually takes me to drink half my cup of coffee until I forget that I have it is the time that I have to wait to for the tea bag to be in there and not just drink hot water. So that basically means the time that I need it, I have to wait. And then I will have forgotten it after 5 minutes that I wanted it. And then it's standing there. First world problems.
It is. It is. See, I don't have a problem like this. Like, I will leave my tea bag to steep for a long time. But I also don't drink my coffee right away because it's too hot for me. So I'm waiting for my drinks no matter what.
Okay, I hear you.
So, yeah, it works for me.
Yeah. And I probably am probably going to drink coffee in Morocco anyway. So I'm just be super Speedy Gonzales by then and not sleep for 7 days or something.
Oh, man, I wish I was going to just like for no other reason than that.
I mean, that's a fair reason.
It is.
Still sad that you're not coming.
I know.
Such a bummer.
I know. So when this episode comes out, you'll be like leaving tomorrow, basically.
Jeez. True.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. It's so soon. It's just suddenly it happened and we haven't middle of... When did it get September already?
I don't know, man.
This year is seriously the worst in how time flies.
It's so fast. The last couple of weeks in particular are just... I can't understand how we've gotten to this point of the year.
No, me neither. And people always say that when you have children, it gets way faster. But I can't even imagine how that's a thing, because I'm already like, I don't have time. I don't know why, what, how.
Yeah, all those things.
Yeah. Cool. So how's Geeky Town before we dive into our topic today?
Geeky Town over here has been uneventful. I've just been playing lots of Warcraft and playing some Mario Kart. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. We did our Geek Herring Go on Switch. We just probably have to narrow it down to a certain time, because it does a bit stupid with its functionality, we have to admit. But we didn't know that before, so we're sorry if you tried to play with us and didn't happen.
Yeah, we kind of had it running from a Friday night to a Monday night. But apparently, you need to have at least another person playing, and that doesn't mean somebody else on the same account as you. So sorry about that. Yeah. We are going to fix it.
Yeah. But we haven't established a time yet, so you will figure that out when you figure it out. But keep us in your favorites tournament-wise. We are excited. Amanda, Tom, and my boyfriend and I, we played together. Amanda and Tom basically killed us.
Annihilated them.
Yeah, pretty much. But
it was delightful.
Yeah. But
for us.
Yeah. It was pretty delightful for me because I'm good at losing. And Wally was just complaining constantly. I don't know the track. They can't tell me they don't. They know the tracks. And I'm like, they have the Switch for 2 weeks. Really?
No, there was some of those tracks that both of us were like, I've never seen this before.
Yeah, we too. Us too. They are different than the regular tracks, we have to say. We want to take this opportunity today to talk a bit about geek, our identities as geek girls or as geek women, basically. And it got a bit triggered. Triggered is the wrong word.
It's the wrong word. Highlighted.
Highlighted.
Brought to our attention.
Well, we saw a post on Facebook by a female coach who basically started out putting the feminine and the masculine in two separate corners, and how every girl needs to embrace, or woman needs to embrace, her 100% femininity and cook in high heels and have lots of sex like that.
Cooking in high heels while being naked.
Oh, sorry, I forgot that part.
An important part.
That was very important. Bless your burnt stomach, I'd like to say to that. and whatever else you have got hanging there.
R.I.P. nipples.
That should be a t-shirt.
Should be.
I cook naked R.I.P. nipples. I like that. But it got us thinking. And I think it's important to talk about it. Because identifying as one or the other, I'm not entirely sure if that's something I totally subscribe to. Well, I'm 100% sure that this is nothing I subscribe to. I feel that's something we can shed a bit of light on also in the geeky realm. I mean, basically, yeah. It was Amanda's idea, so I don't take the credit for that.
I don't really need to take credit for it. another point that this coach made, which is the thing that really got my back up more than anything else, is the way that she was saying that feminists are just crusty, they don't have any sex, and they're just all dusty down there.
Oh yeah, I read that too.
Yeah, I was just like, what?
And while it might be true for some, it definitely is not true for everyone.
I'm not saying that her definition of femininity is wrong, because if that's how she wants to approach her behavior, her gender, her femininity, absolutely 100% go for it. Mm-hmm. What I don't agree with is shitting on every other type of identity out there, like people who don't embrace high heels and sexy lingerie and cooking in the kitchen while naked for their partners. I don't agree with shitting on feminists for having dusty coochies. I don't agree with saying like sneakers and t-shirts aren't okay to be worn by women because they're not sexy. And it's like, I can guarantee you that I get laid more in my geek herring t-shirt than I would wearing a pair of high heels. Just gonna put that out there.
Well said. I don't know if I should applaud the geek herring 3 extra life situation now. But well done, you!
Thanks. I asked Tom last night, I said, Tom, do you wish that I wore high heels and lingerie more? And he was like, what, like to bed? That sounds really uncomfortable.
I appreciate Tom. I really do.
He's pretty cool.
I feel there are so many people in this world, right? I know that a friend of mine, she really tried hard, right, to buy all the fancy lingerie and stuff to be all exciting and everything. And that didn't work because her partner just didn't notice and really did not care. So as long as it gets off of her, right, that's great. So whatever you package yourself with, I think it's just important that you feel confident in it. And like, some people can totally wing or swing a boxer shorts underwear and be totally hot like that, while others just want to run around in jet g-string, which I don't really understand how that's comfortable, but whatever. It's not for me.
It's
to
an
say.
Acquired butt feel.
What?
Your butt does get accustomed to it. I tried the whole thong thing for like 6 months, and I just, at the end, I was just like, this is not for me. But my butt did kind of get accustomed to it.
Do you feel dressed with a G-string thong?
No.
Not at all, right? I can't imagine.
No. But the feeling of always having a wedgie did go away.
Well, that I can imagine. But it's then basically I don't have to wear any underwear because it's not padded where it needs to be padded in certain situations. You would need that, especially if you had kids before, I guess. So.
Yeah. True.
So I don't see how that's a comfortable everyday wear. But if you like it, then that's fine.
Yeah. I think what it comes down to is your identity is what you're comfortable and you're confident in.
Mm.
And if that's t-shirts and sneakers, that's t-shirts and sneakers. If it's stilettos and G-strings, all the power to you.
Yeah.
But don't shit on somebody else because they don't identify with your definition of femininity.
It's a very, in general, a very, very excluding definition of, it's basically puts the one and only definition on the super pedestal. It makes everyone else who can't reach that level feel less than. So I'm not feminine enough. I'm not whatever enough. And people feel less than in so many ways already in their lives in general. They don't need someone else to tell them, oh, and by the way, because if you don't do that, that's why you're even more, even lesser than. There are so many different people in the world, so many different genders, so many different sexualities out there in the world that I can't just run around and generalize like this. I mean, the LGBTQ community obviously got all fired up about it, which I totally understand. I'm got fired up about it as well, but just might as well go there and think like, you're not talking to me. You can't be talking to me because I'm just as much a woman as you are, even though I don't like to wear high heels and prefer my sneakers and comfortable underwear.
Yeah. It reminds me of when we did our episode on the masculine.
Yeah.
And they were talking about masculine and feminine qualities with that the group of men in the prison.
Mm.
And everything that they were putting under the feminine column, they were saying like they wish that they could identify with that, but it's a feminine quality.
Mm.
It's a woman's quality, so they can't do that. They have to maintain their masculinity. And I feel like this type of femininity could almost get that definition of toxic femininity, where unless that you're this picture perfect model but showing high heel wearing person, woman who only thinks that women can only be that one way and shits on everyone else, like that is that is toxic to me.
Yeah, definitely.
It is so toxic, and it's rude as well when you're just saying like on a public forum, because this coach's posts were public in particular, so it's a public forum, like,
yeah.
And she's just shitting on at least half our audience.
There was no discussion going on because obviously people messaged or commented on that post who didn't agree with her. And then all that happened then was they got insulted. They didn't go into a conversation that was based on arguments. I wouldn't even call it facts, but that was based on some conversation about it. basically they use that as a proof of how right they are and how they still don't get laid or whatever. You can have arguments with people and you can have discussions with people that you don't agree with. You don't have to agree with everyone 100% all the time, but you need to be open in a conversation to acknowledge the other person and to be respectful of the feelings of other people. And if you have someone telling you that, I actually do feel the exact opposite about all of this, or I'd feel differently about this, then you can't just go there and say, well, that just proves my point. You have issues and you're triggered and that's just how it is.
It's not a fruitful discussion, and people commenting or agreeing with the status and being like, yeah, you're right. Like, that's not a discussion either. That's kissing your ass. You know, like that's... And then as soon as somebody does have a different opinion, you're just like, oh, it triggered Barbie or triggered Dyke or whatever. Like, you know, throwing the insults, saying you're triggered. And it's like, no, we're trying to say, like, there are more definitions of femininity. Your definition of femininity is right for you.
Yeah.
But don't say that others are wrong. And like, what even is an uber feminist? Like, are we uber feminists? Can we make t-shirts that say uber feminist on the front and like dusty coochie on the back? Proud of my dusty coochie? Like,
I like that. That's why I like the approach of the guilty feminist, because it always assumes that you have to be perfect in whatever it is that you're doing, also with your feminism. But I feel you can also be a feminist and have other issues, which is just human, right? So you don't feel super feminist all the time. You have issues with yourself sometimes or often. You live in that socialized world where not everything is a super feminist move that you do in life. And that still doesn't make you less than or more than. I think it's important to acknowledge that people are on different stages. And while I might even agree with the fact that we need to embrace everything, it's not one or the other. So I feel we can use the feminine side in you. You can use the feminine side in you for things while as well having masculine sides in you that you do other things with. And it's the mix and match. And for everybody, the mix is different. So, and mm-hmm. I can't just go out there and say, there is only one way on how this works. And that's only the only thing that's right in the world.
Yeah. How boring would the world be, though, if it was just split down the middle like that?
Yeah, totally.
Like, there was no flavor. There was no mixing and matching. Like, isn't pick and mix the best part of candy? Like, having all the different options?
I like the analogy to candy.
Well, like, you can have your M&Ms and you can have your Skittles, right? Yeah. Because they're, like, they're very similar, but they're totally different. And there's lots of different colors. But if you mix them together, you can really mix and match, like, what kind of flavors you want. Do you want sour Skittles? Do you want peanut M&Ms? Like, they all look the same, but they're all different aspects. Wow, that's a great analogy.
Wow, that's a perfect analogy. I just saw the big bowl of all the stuff, and I just want to shove it in my face right now. I feel it's also important to acknowledge that for when you live your life as a geek, though, as we had in a couple of episodes previously, like, girls want to do the things as well. So they want to play games as well. They want to wear merch shirts as well. They want to embrace whatever they love as well. But from the outside, or the industries or society, sometimes pretends as if that's not something that you should do. As you said, the mix and match, that's also something that we need to embrace in geekdom more. And with all the things that we do, we can like more things. We can like pink and sparkles and whatever, but also play Resident Evil on the other side. And we can buy, I don't know, razor pink kitty ear headsets, but also go out to dinner with someone and dress up in a miniskirt with high heels. You know, as I think it's often people and girls and boys as well are pressed into this baking form and they try to make them fit in there so hard. Whereas just eating dough is also really great.
That was a good one. You tried, yeah.
I tried.
I mean, hungry. It's not quite a Skittle and M&M's, but you know, raw cookie dough, I'm definitely down for.
I'm hungry now.
I agree with you, Monica. For myself personally, like, I identify with a geek girl as a geek girl, but for a long time I didn't, even though I was pretty geeky. When I was, say, 10 to 14, I was pretty obsessed with video games and Backstreet Boys. And, like, that was my life, like, video games and Backstreet Boys. It was a pretty good life for a kid, you know, I'm not gonna lie. And then when I started high school, like, liking Backstreet Boys was not really cool. Not that I was a cool kid, I was just an average kid. But, like, my music taste changed to be more rock, and then I joined cadets, so I didn't have time to play video games. So I kind of, I lost that identity, like that ability to identify as a geek girl, because I wasn't doing super geeky things, like not, you know, gaming definition of geeky. I think Sea Cadets is its own level of geek, but it's a different story. And so, like, I kind of didn't really embrace my Backstreet Boy individuality, geekiness. Like, then when I started university, I was friends with girls that loved Backstreet Boys. And I was like, I love the Backstreet Boys. And so I went back home and I pulled out all my old Backstreet posters and I went back to my dorm room and I put them up because I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, Backstreet Boys are awesome. And guess what? Then we started to play video games together. And it was like finding people that I really connected with on, like, sure, it was mostly the SNES, but I mean, you don't really have much more time for anything else.
Why do you say that like this? It's the best.
No, I mean, SNES is obviously the best, but it's like, it's almost like video game light. Like, it's platformers, it's run and jump, it's side scrollers, it's there isn't an awful lot of story. Still games, yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying that I didn't really sink my teeth into RPGs like Resident Evil or Alan Wake or World of Warcraft. Oh my God, could you imagine if I got involved with Classic like when I was in university? I would have done even worse than I did.
I'm very sorry you can't see her face right now, people.
It's scary to think about if I were to go to Warcraft. If I were back in, like, when it first came out 15 years ago. Wow. But basically what I'm trying to say is that I'm embracing every aspect of my personality right now. And I can be a geek and I can be feminine at the same time. One of my favorite outfits right now is this, like, yellow skirt that comes down, like, mid-calf and a Doctor Who shirt. And sneakers, obviously sneakers, because heels wreck my feet. I can do them for maybe like half an hour, if that. Like, I am totally embracing the feminine geek because why not? That's my definition of who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm still a woman and I'm a geek and I'm feminine and I'm everything that I want to be. I'm also quite masculine and I'm just embracing it all.
I think it all depends on how you personally deal with it, like how you personally embrace it all. So if you have issues with either side, that's also not ideal. I know that I do have issues in that particular area, and it would probably do me some good to embrace the feminine side of it more. But I'm also brought up by a pretty strong mom who also was, who was a go-getter, who people couldn't tell her shit, and who was just very, not high achieving is the wrong word, but very practical and very hands-on. And yeah, I think I took quite a bit of that with me. So I didn't have a very feminine role model in that regard. And I think that I sometimes struggle to acknowledge that.
So if you were to embrace more feminine aspects of your personality, what types of things would you be embracing for yourself?
Or do you mean if there are things that I would want to embrace that I don't now because I think I can't?
Yeah.
That's a deep question that I don't know how to answer, to be honest. I mean, I don't think I dress particularly feminine, but I don't know if I really want to dress more feminine. My main focus is comfort.
Comfort first, always.
Yes.
And I don't, like, if you're comfortable wearing heels, power to you, because they are the most god-awful things I ever put on my feet. But if it works for you, work away.
Yeah. I don't find skirts particularly comfortable, so I'm not wearing them. But that's also, if you don't have a thigh gap, it's actually problematic sometimes to walk with that stuff, because the pain is real, people. The pain is real.
Super real.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I'm not sure if I want to go through the pain for wearing a skirt. It's not that important to me at that time.
Yeah. There are these, this amazing creation. They're like spandex shorts almost, to stop your chub rub. They're phenomenal.
Tell you a secret that I got told at a dildo party. Yes, people, you heard correctly. And very fortunately, we're explicit, so I can say that out loud. They actually put lube in between. She was also a bit of a chub rub girl. And she gave us that tip, actually, that she puts the lube of her company there, like a bit lower than it usually goes.
Not helping with the dusty coochie, but helping with the bright red thigh friction.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. How I live my geekdom more, and I wouldn't even call it my girl geekdom. I don't know if I want to specify that. I don't know. Anyway, I was always the one who had all the techie things and all the game stuff and all the stuff when it wasn't cool yet. So I got a lot of things and shit because my parents didn't have very much time for me. So I got compensated with video games and with all the things I wanted, basically. Hashtag spoiled brat. And that's why I got the NES pretty early on. And people always thought I was a boy because I had a short haircut.
Me too.
Yeah. And as when you were a girl that age and you are not the bony one that looks very fragile, then people assume you're a boy. I sometimes think that that's also the reason why I have a hard time sometimes identifying with the super female parts, because I also got treated as and mistaken as a boy.
I'm just laughing because of all the photo albums that I have of me and my like bowl cut with my action hero figurines, because I was all about the cops, not the Barbies.
I'm very aware that I had a lot of things that I thought I need to have, even though I didn't particularly wanted to have them. Like, I had quite a few Barbie dolls, but I thought as a girl I need to have them. And I remember that I said my favorite color was red because I was a girl, even though I liked blue better. So I even in the really early days of my childhood, I tried to pass as a girl, even though I didn't actually feel that way, but I thought I had to appropriate my gender in a way, and that's why I had to say I need to like red and I need to play with Barbie dolls, even though I wasn't really super fan. But that's the story of my life. I always did things others expected me to do.
That's true. So yeah, like I kind of feel like this is a bit of a therapy session, Monica.
Yeah, and when you hit puberty, you just try to be liked. I mean, and that's what just happens. What you said, it wasn't cool to like the Backstreet Boys anymore, so you stopped openly fangirling about them. But in your heart, deep down, they still were your one and only. So that I can totally relate to that. And you get judged by others, and you don't want to get judged when you're a teenager. And in general, you don't want to get judged by people. So that's why I think some people tend to more often than not try to just accommodate and be liked, which definitely was the case for me. As I said, I was geekier and I did things way before things were cool. So I had my boyfriends online when Tinder wasn't around. So I made that happen.
Same.
And everybody else was just like, how weird are you? And how is that possible? And nowadays, everybody's swiping left and right. I at least did real conversation back in the days. Mm-hmm.
Met through LiveJournal and stuff.
ICQ.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I had an ICQ love too.
4.5 years though.
Ooh, nice.
Right?
Yeah.
North and German.
Nice.
I had things with Germans. Or, I mean, that was the first guy that came around, basically. And I think it's just easier now for me that I start to give less shit. So I just, it's fine. I like all the weird things that maybe a lot of people can't relate to, but that's fine because I like them because I like them and not because I need approval.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel it's so important to let people just like what they like. Because I don't think I deserve to be less than because I like video games, because I like Marvel movies, because I've read a lot of anime when I was younger, because I like fantasy books, because I'm a Potterhead. I'm just as much as a person. I can make proper decisions in my life, and I probably have a hell of a good time than sitting somewhere in a bar and waiting for whatever, another round or something.
I mean, my idea of a good bar is one that has either board games or video games in it.
Yeah.
Because you can absolutely go out and enjoy your hobbies.
Yeah.
While having a drink, being social with friends.
I don't necessarily think it's being unsocial when you're a geek, and though people do think that that's the case very often, but I think actually the opposite is the case.
Yeah, I spent all weekend playing video games, mostly Warcraft, with like Tom, not just Tom, but also Marty and Michael and Frasley and Pete and like a whole community of people I was playing video games with and being social all weekend.
Mm.
So it's more social life than I've got in Northern Ireland, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
I was just going to bring it back to last week's episode when we were talking to Thist, and Thist is embracing a lot of different aspects of her personality. Like, she is super feminine. Like, she is so pretty, and she's got long hair. She's quite a pouty, like, pouty face. Not, like, pouty sad, but, like, she's got the pout down, you know, the sexy pout.
I saw that.
And she's also, like, she swears like a sailor. Like, she is so fucking vulgar. It's disgusting sometimes. And I mean that as a badge of honor, like badge of honor, you know? And like, she is making her femininity and her geekdom work for her. Yeah. She's picking what works for her, what makes her feel good and confident as both a geek and a woman. And I think that that's what we need to do. Like, you don't need to necessarily swear like a sailor like Thist, and you don't need to game from the second you wake up to the second you go to bed. But if you want to do both of those things, either of those things, absolutely go ahead and do it. If you want to wear skirts and geek shirts, yeah. If you don't, okay. If you want to live in leggings, abso-fucking-lutely. Like, does not matter what you do, so long as you feel comfortable and confident, then that's all that matters.
I think that's also the reason why it works so well for Thist, because she just doesn't give a shit. She doesn't care if, or she doesn't try to define either or can I be that because I'm that. It's just both of it and the embracing of both of it and all the aspects of her life. I think that's why it's all so successful for her.
I think when you reach that point in your life that you are just comfortable with who you are, or even not necessarily comfortable, but you accept who you are and you love who you are, and like, that's going to shine through. Like, even for me, necessarily, like, I'm not necessarily comfortable in my own skin because I have put some weight on recently, and so I'm not necessarily like I'm the most comfortable in my body I've ever been, but in my lifestyle choices, in my decisions, the aspects of my personality that I do identify the most with, like, I am confident and comfortable with those. And when that happens, and when you're exuding that and you're communicating that and you're showing that, I think that that's where the light shines through with you. Like, if you're being who you truly are.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. It basically comes down to confidence, and whatever you're confident with, that's great. And I don't think it's okay to make people feel inferior because of reasons that you don't agree with. I mean, not everybody likes peace, but then people are still good people. I mean, that's fine. Exactly. I think the world is great because there are so many different tastes and different things out there that people can enjoy. And they don't need to be judged for that. Unless it's harmful to others, then that's not great.
Yeah. But if you're going to shit on someone because they want to wear sneakers and they don't think that the ideal situation that they should be producing is like cooking and laundry for their man and like showing up naked and shaking their sexy lingerie butt in their face or whatever, and like, that's your only definition and the only way that you're going to accept women in your life, like, you need to get a grip, because
yeah,
your reality is seriously flawed.
Yeah. And I feel men can handle that as well, because it's something that also men are able to explore. Then they're able to explore their more feminine side. They can explore the area of emotions when they get room for that. So you basically take away something in a partnership that someone else might need.
Like, I see a lot of comments that say, let women be women and men be men. But, and yeah, okay, go ahead. But what's the definition of a man and what's the definition of a woman? Like, everybody's definition is going to be slightly different.
Yeah, so scientifically, it's also the case that the differences within a gender are bigger than the difference between genders. So it's just not true. Mm-hmm. It's not true. The assumption that there is the one side of the coin and the other side of the coin, it's not true. It's a line, it's fluid, and people fall somewhere on the line and go back and forth on the line, depending on where they are in their life and how they feel about it. And I feel it's necessary to let that happen and be open like this. I find it just a bit ignorant. Sometimes it's necessary that people are radical about stuff. That doesn't mean that I approve of radical approach to everything. But if there wouldn't have been protests, if Rosa Parks wouldn't have stood up in that bus, if people wouldn't have thought about others first before they thought of themselves, or thought about the bigger picture more than they thought of themselves, then we wouldn't be where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
There would be still way more countries and way more situations where women would not be allowed to go to school. Women would not be allowed to vote. Women will be treated like they have hysteria and all that stuff, would have taken their lady parts out and all that shit. So we have to acknowledge that there were people in history and women in history who stood up for something they really believed in and changed the course of history like that, so that we are in the place that we are now, that we can at least say that doesn't mean that there is no room for improvement. There still is. But I feel if you stand there now in 2019 and shit on the entire people who devoted their life to a cause so that we can have better rights, that we can vote, we can go to school, we can go to university. Those are all things that were impossible. And someone stood up for others once. And it might have been extensive, it might have been radical, but someone did that once. And I find that really rude to shit on whatever that accomplished for us.
You're right. Like, shitting on people for their right and their choice to look and act differently than you is just shitting on people who have fought for those rights, like the Stonewall riots and mm-hmm. Rosa Parks and
all the
Elton
stuff.
John, you know?
Like, and nobody shits on Elton John.
Nobody shits on Elton John.
It has been dangerous for so many people in their lives already. Like, not only women, but LGBTQ community. It's still dangerous in so many places for the LGBTQ community. And mm-hmm. that's just, I mean, the friends of ours who travel with their partners and they can't show affection in places in certain countries. That's sad. That's something that straight people can't even relate to, how that must feel. And you can't show affection to someone you love. And that's why I feel we should sometimes be more respectful with what happened. And if that's right for you, if that's your choice, if you want to do that, then that's fine. But don't make it a norm. Don't make it a normative that everybody has to be like this, and that's the aspired thing that everybody has to strive for. Not everybody wants to be a math teacher. Not everybody wants to be famous. So people have different goals and ideas in their life.
I feel like that could be a song. Not everyone wants to be a math teacher. Not everyone wants to be famous. We all have different goals and dreams in our life. I don't remember what you said.
We just remix it that now. If you embrace your life and like it, then you're already a few steps ahead. And if you have troubles liking your life, then start liking your life by the things you enjoy doing. And I feel geekdom can really help you with that, to embrace yourself more and enjoy what you like. Because if you already know what you enjoy in your life, then it's just baby steps. It's kind of like self-care.
Yeah, it is.
Geekdom is self-care. I like that.
Geekdom is self-care because you get really geeky and passionate and you feel good when you do what you're geeky about. And
yeah,
that is self-care. So yeah. There. Self-care. So there.
Yeah. Cool.
I really want to thank everyone for listening to this episode and share it, because this is a message that I think really needs to get out there.
Yeah.
This uber feminist with her dusty coochie is signing off.
So does this dusty coochie. Dusty coochie too signs off too.
Dusty coochie coo signing off too. Bye.
Bye.
you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.